Today's daf Lamed Aleph. Then we're starting from the bottom line of Lamed Gimel and Beis. We're still discussing the machlokes in our Mishnah. If you have a bechor da achazei dam, it's a shtickle of amum. It's sick with this achazei dam, and the question is, could you do achazes hadam? And when he says machlokes, Rav Meir Chachamim and Rav Shimon. So it says Rav Meir holds that there's still an issa to make a mum, even in some bechor sha achazei dam. Still an issa to make a mum. It says kol mum la yibay, and it says Rabbanon learn from tamim yil ratzah. And the only times it is to make a mum is someone who's only a bechor is a tamim. Bechor is not a tamim, it's not is to make a mum. But the question is, was Rabbanon do the pasuk of kol mum la yibay that Rameya darshins? That's what we're holding. Rabbanon ami haksiv kol mum la yibay. What do you do with that pasuk? Kol mum mashma, like an extra thing. Kol mum la yibay. So the Gemara la gram hu da'asi is teaching us that you're not allowed to make a mum on bechor even begrama. What's an example of a grama? The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Mum la yibay ain li ela shleitim ve mum. You only see from there that a person should not make a mum with, you know, directly to the bechor. What about v'nayin shel yavi devela? He'll take some figs ubatzik and dov v'yanechen al oizen. He'll put it. He'll attach it to the ear of the bechor. Kadesh shel yavi kelav v'yachlana. A dog will come and eat it, and through eating the dough, he'll eat as part of the ear of the bechor. Make him into bechor. Make him into a baal mum. A gevaldik idea to, you know, save me some money. Tamaloyma kol mum, echod kol mum. Teach us that you can't do anything. No mum and no kol mum, which means even a gram was also. That's Rabban used for that pasuk. So Adkan explaining our Mishnah of bechor shechaz adam, if you could do a causes hadam, which causes a mum. Now I want to go back to the case of Truma. We said it's machlekes, if a Truma has a suffix Tuma, if you have to watch it from becoming Tuma again, or you're allowed to cause it to become Tame. So Hassam, Vikray Pligi. And there also, by Truma, they're arguing be psukim. Change against the Hassam from Hacha. Vikray Pligi, there also, by Truma, they're arguing psukim. Amrav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, V'chein Amr HaShtakish, V'chein Amr Nachman Amr Avua. It says in the Pasuk, where it says you have to watch Truma, it says, "Vani hine nesati l'cha es v'shmeres trumoisai." I'm telling you, you have to watch my truma. It's lashon rabim. Trumoisai is lashon rabim. Rabbi Eliezer sava v'shtei trumas kras v'davar. Two types of trumas. Achas truma tahira, v'achas truma tluya. Both truma tahira and truma tluya, which is truma that's a safik, both have a chiyuv to watch and shouldn't become tame. But Rachmana avodei shimer, you should do shimer. So what is Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua holds the latter cause to become tummy after it's a suffix. So what is it with the pasuk? Rabbi Shua, Trumasi ksiv. You don't look at it how it's read, you look at how it's written. It's written Trumasi, which is Lashon Yachid. And therefore it's not a raya. It's actually only one Truma to be watched. Only Truma, that's the Haira, Trumasi. So it comes out, this is called Machlekes, Yesh Eim Le Mikra, Yesh Eim Le Mesiris. Mesiris means how it's written. Mikra means how it's written. How it's read, how it's read. So it sounds like Rabbi Lazo says that two trumois akos medave is going how it's read, trumoisai, it's read like that, and therefore means two. He holds yesh aim le mikra. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, looks at trumasi, holds yesh aim le mesiris, which means how it's written. Not the Rekivia, no. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. So Zakhtar Gemara le meimra, we see from here, the main road, Rabbi Eliezer saw Yeshem Mikra coming out. I will explain Machlekes that Rabbi Eliezer says straight Trumos Kas V'Davi. He holds Yeshem LeMikra. You go how it's written. It's written Trumosai, which means a rabbim. So he holds Yeshem LeMikra. For a minimum, answer your kasha. See, Rabbi Eliezer does not hold like that. It says in the Brisa, it says in the Pasuk that after someone sells his daughter for Amma, for to be a Shifcha, so if the Adon is Bag Deiba, Big Deiba, then you can't sell her anymore. What does Big Deiba mean? It's a Machlekes. Vereminu. Says in the Pasuk, Bevig Deiba. Layim Shalomachar Bevig Deiba. What does it mean, Big Deiba? Kivin Shapirish Talisa Alao Shuvir and Shalom Maichra. Once the Adon puts his talis over her, then the father is not allowed to sell her again. And what does that mean, a talis? That means Kedushin. The Lach is that the Adon could do something called Yud. That's a type of Kedushin, type of marriage. And once the Adon marries her, the father cannot sell her anymore. And he learned from Lashon Big Deiba, which is Lashon Beged. Divrei Meir. Rav Elazar Eimer, Kivin Shebagad Ba, which means once he sold her once, that's it. Shuvei Shei LeMaychrei. Even without a yud. Once you sold the Om of Ria once, you cannot sell her again. And it's Loshon Bagad, which means like you shepherd with her, you started up with her. That's the name is Bagad Ba. So here, it's red Bevigdoi, and the Mesiris is Bagdoi. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yashayim with Mesiris, not how it's red, because red is Vigdoi, Loshon Bagad. And it's written Bagad, which is, means, you know, starting up. So you see, I can't say Pshan Rabbi Eliezer by Chuma is because of Mikra. Here he sees he holds Yesh Eim LeMesayres. So what's so back? What's the Machlokes by Chuma? If Chuma Temeya is the Issa Tematamit, not Chuma Taira. Lahacha Baha Kamiflegi. The Machlokes is it says in the Lashon of Mishmeres. It says Ahine Nesati Lecha Es Mishmeres Chumaisi. Says Nesati Lecha to you. So that's the shaila in the drash over here. Rabbi Shua Savar Haruuya Lecha, something that's royal to you, Shemar, has to be watched. The Sheina Ruya Lecha, something that's not royal to you, because the Safik Toma Lois Tishmar, you don't have to watch it. That's the Bia Machlokes. Chokas says if you have to watch Safik, somebody came, a Chuma came Safik Toma. So we're saying that Bira Machlekes, it says Lecha. So something that's Roya for you, you have to watch. But not Roya if you don't have to watch, that's the Bira Machlekes in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, says, Honami Ruhi, Shava Yavi, Le Yavi Terena. Here it's also called Lecha by Suffolk also, because maybe Yavi would say, come and say it's Tar, and therefore it's also called Ruyot for you. Something about New Gemara now. Omar Rav Yudam HaShmuel. This Gemara is not Shachas before. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah said that Rav Shimon says that when you make a Kazas Adam, even though you're making a Mum, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Even though you're making a Mum, it's not a problem. That's what Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah. So and the difference is like this. That's in our Mishnah. And the price of Rav Shimon says a little more. It says not only is it not a problem to make a Mum, even not a Shecht on that Mum. That's what it says in the price. Rav Shimon says a little more in the Braisa. Omer Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Shimon. That's Halacha. He holds Dov Hashem as Gavin's Mutter, and therefore, even if you're making a Mum with a Kaz Adam, it's not a problem. Maskelo Nachma Yitzchak, Hey Rav Shimon, Yilei Rav Shimon de Mastisim. Do you mean to paskin like Rav Shimon of the Mishnah? So Zogt Mar, we know already we paskin Dov Hashem as Gavin's Mutter according to Shmuel. Ad Hashlo Yishmin of Shmuel Dov Hashem as Gavin's Mutter. Vaha, Rav Chia ba'ash yom Rav, Halach Rav Yehuda. Rav Chia says b'shem Rav, Halach Rav Yehuda. Rav Chana ba'ash yom Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon. So you know already Shmuel holds Halach Rav Shimon. You don't have to tell me this. That's number one. And we even have a first Shmuel like that. Rav Chia ba'av Masni Blake Gavri, he says over even without anyone else that Rav says clearly Rav am Halach Rav Yehuda, but Shmuel am Halach Rav Shimon. It's not like someone said b'shem Shmuel. Shmuel himself said it. So what's the point telling me that Shmuel holds Halach Rav Shimon? Of course, we know he holds Halach Rav Shimon. Ella Rav Shimon the Braisa. It's coming to say not only do you pass the Rav Shimon, but you even can shecht on that mum. That's what it means. Rav Shimon the Braisa who says you even could do a shechita on that mum. Rav Sheisha Ridi Masla Behedya. I'm Rav Shimon, Alach Rav Shimon the Braisa. He's Master Klaw that Shmuel says Alach Rav Shimon of the Braisa. Now, and which means he can shecht on it. Now, as we're saying, Rav Shimon holds Dov Hashem Eskavim's Mutter. So there's a particular problem over here that we know. Dov Hashem Eskavim is only mutter when it's not a psik ratio. And over here, you're making a mum, and we're saying, that, oh, it's enem Eskavim. You're making a mum, so it's not like a, it's a psik ratio. It's for sure happening. So Taisus first says that Rasha Shitasai holds before by a paraduma, for anyone remembers, by a paraduma, cutting off the hair of a paraduma. So it says there, it's enem Eskavim, it's psik ratio. So Rasha seems like he holds, anytime you have a kavan of something else, that's called Dov Hashem Eskavim. It's a little bit shver, but that's a Mavuyan Rashi. Taisus, because it is Kasha, has a different pshat, exactly what it means, fear of Shimon, that matal mum. It doesn't mean you're trying to make a mum over here. You're not making a mum. He's saying you even let it do it in a place where it could make a mum, because if it makes a mum, it's Enem Eskavim. We're not talking about a case where it's a psik ratio. That's the Taisus learns the whole sugya a little bit different. This Taisus on the bottom, Yilema. Okay. No, the Mishnah means that you even could do it in a place where it makes a mum. You're allowed to be makers in a place where it makes a mum, even though it's a good chance to make a mum, but it's Enem Eskavim. Not that you could dafka make a mumma. So it's slightly different. It doesn't mean that you're making a mumma for sure. It's yakid afishor, even if it's in a place where it makes a mumma, you could do it on the lip, whatever, even if it's a place that could make a mumma, even if it's not for sure, that's that would be mutu, because enem is gavin. No, the brayser says you give shecht on it. If it makes a mumma, you could shecht on the mumma. That's always the adding on the brayser. No. The brayser, that could be kuyama. That's partial to what it's saying. The Brai is saying, there's two points here. Is it to make a mumma on a bechor? Another shayla, can I shecht? If I do that, they'll get a knas and I can't shecht on that mumma. So there, Rav Shimon says that you lie a shecht on it. Here, so the way Tosfos speaks out, read the Roshan. Rav Shimon Amir Yekis, afpi shu oisa mum means shu yachol lovoi lidei asiyas mum, dov shem is gavam mutter. That's what it means. It could come to a mum. Even if it could come to a mum, not that you're sure making a mum. It could come to a mum. It's that's a little different than Rashi. It sounds like you are making a mum. That's the difference. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, brand new Mishnah. Had Soren. Start the Mishnah.